There we
Okay,
go.
now you're ready, Don.
Okay, so does anybody have a conflict with this committee or what we do?
Nope.
Okay. I want to start with introductions, Eric.
So my name is Eric Hoftalen, former IOC liaison turned rogue. I am now currently working in the insurance industry as a SIU or special investigative unit claims adjuster. I have been a not only an IOC liaison, but also a support coordinator, so I kind of know how the sausage is made, so to speak. So if you ever have questions that aren't answered, you're welcome to come to me for answers.
Okay, Merlia, am I getting that right?
Mariella?
I knew it. Okay, I hedged. Go ahead.
All right, sorry, it's hard to hear. I have earphones in. My name is Mariella. I've been with the division for going on 3 years now. Before, I was working with the Department of Revenue, and then before that, I was working with the Office of Refugee Resettlement. And then before that, I was working at the D Department of Commerce. So I have a both federal and state work experience. And so I decided to I would like to join because I recently have a daughter now that's become a DDD member, and so I kind of want to get more familiar with everything that goes around with DDD at this level. And yeah.
So is where does she receive services?
So she currently got approved for AZIP, and she's receiving therapy through them, and then we've got her processing through DDD so far. But at the looks of it,
Okay.
she will, yeah, she's going to qualify for the diagnosis that she has now.
So you live in Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was getting at. Morgan.
Yes, hello everyone. I'm Morgan O'Hara. I am the DDD IOC liaison, one of them, with CARES.
Glad to have you back. Lawrence.
Good afternoon, Larry Allen or Lawrence Allen. I'm with Arizona Department of Administration. I am the IOC liaison for ADOA, and another acronym you got to remember, ADOA. And I work with Michelle and Morgan.
Oh,
So
glad to have you
happy
here.
to be here. Happy to be here.
Abby?
Hi everyone. My name is Abby. Oh, sorry. My name is Abiola, but I can go by Abby. I'm a volunteer here, and also I work for Caring Minds Health Services in Peoria here. So that's just me.
Just you. Well, you're enough. Is it Cynthia?
Yep, it's Cynthia. It's just spelled a little funny.
Okay, go, could you introduce yourself?
Of course. So I am Cynthia, just again with that little funny spelling. I've worked for a DDD kind of in multiple forms, currently working as a trainer kind of at a state level to make sure that agencies who do work with kids and adults with disabilities are getting the proper training. And I'm also a part of the IOC here for District North. And I've been here for about 7 years, kind of working alongside DDD and other multiple roles of care.
Okay. Melinda Gomez.
Yes, hi, I'm Melinda Gomez. I am with Education Forward Arizona. We're an education advocacy and public policy organization. But prior to me joining Ed Forward, I am a special education teacher and general education teacher for second and third grade. So I also work with the community of practice down in Cochise County, and the special education population is there. Like I've always said, they're my people. So I've enjoyed every aspect of it.
It's good to see you, Melinda. And there's a number that ends in 80. Can you help me with that one, Michelle?
Oh, okay. I believe that's Olivia.
Oh, Olivia.
Hi, everyone. My name is Olivia Seifert. I'm a travel nurse. I'm based out of Tucson. I have a few people who receive services through DDD as well. And just with some budget cuts and everything that's going on in the world recently, I just am looking to help out any way I can. And this is my second meeting, so I'm brand new to everything.
Well, I'm glad to have you, Olivia. And then the last is Isabel. I saved you for last because you have a question.
No, I didn't have any questions. Oh, that was on. I am so sorry. I did not have any questions, but thank you. So hi, my name is Isabel. I am currently a stay-at-home mom. I was formerly a staff trainer with UCP. I also am a member of DDD, and throughout my schooling years, the special education world was my world. So I live for this stuff. I do a lot of advocacy through Special Olympics as well. So this is my life. And I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you for being here. I'm excited to have you here, and your perspective is most important in this matter. So my name, Michelle, I didn't get to you, did I?
Nope.
Oh, no, I actually, you didn't. It's okay. My name's Michelle Rademacher. I'm a DDD, Independent Oversight Committee liaison. And we work under the OIFA umbrella and DDD, the bigger umbrella is the CARES unit.
Well, thank you. Without Michelle or Morgan, this wouldn't happen. So thank you guys very much. I'm Don. I'm the IOC chair. I came by it because I was the only one left. So I think I was here by myself for a little over a year or close to it. But today's meeting is all about getting the new people voted on and getting them on the committee. So, Michelle, can you identify the applicants?
Yes, Olivia, Eric, Mariella, and Melinda are here to see if you would like to extend an invitation for them to be official committee members. As we go through this, we did send the resumes out in email. I don't know if everybody had an opportunity to review those. When we do the voting for the members, if we'd like to go one at a time, and we need a motion from the committee and a second and then a vote. However, you know, if you have any questions for any of the members, you're more than welcome to ask them questions, you know, currently now, I say members, but I mean potential members for our applicants. If you have any discussion you want to have on the voting election, let me know. We can also do that in private if you want us to set up an executive session so that you can have conversations in private. It's just up to you, committee, and what you'd like to do there.
So the voting members that are here are Cynthia, myself, and who else? Abby?
Yes, Abby and Isabel.
Abby and Isabel. Okay. So I'll go. Do any of the voting members have any questions for the applicants?
No.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Not at this time.
Okay. So I will call out one of the applicants. And Eric, I have... Oh, Melinda, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I'm on my way into I'm in Tucson, and I'm actually on my way into, I'm kind of multitasking into Congressman Grijalva's celebration of life. So I just unmuted myself because I'm on my phone. So sorry.
Okay. So I have read all four resumes that you sent to us. I find each of them uniquely qualified in their own area. Isabel, being a member and going through this your whole life, I think that's a unique perspective that we need. Eric, the fact that you've been on the other side as a support coordinator, as IOC liaison, I think that you can add some real depth here. Olivia, as a nurse, my goodness, I think that's very valuable, as well as special education from Melinda. So what I propose is I will call out the applicant, and I'll make the first motion to accept, and then I need one of the other voting members to approve, and then we'll have a vote saying yes or no, okay?
So, Dawn?
Yes, ma'am?
Just to interject, because I've been doing this for a few years now, as a chairperson, you're going to ask your committee for a motion.
Okay.
And they'll motion and second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
But you're more than welcome to say, does anybody have a motion for Olivia? Does anybody have a motion for Eric? You can prompt, but they need to make the motion and second, okay?
Okay, so do I have a motion for Eric?
So that was where one of you, Abby, Isabel, or Cynthia, if you would make a motion, your motion would be something like, "Oh, I motion that we elect Eric as an IOC member for District North."
I can take that over. I motion for Eric to be accepted to District North IOC.
Do I have a second?
I motion for Eric to be a member of IOC District North.
And we vote? Everybody say aye for yes?
Aye.
Aye.
And I approve as well. So let's move to... Any nays? That's what I'm telling you. Without okay. Michelle or Morgan, we'd be lost. So
there you go. Motion passes.
Let's move to Olivia. Do I have a motion for Olivia?
I motion for Olivia to be accepted into the IOC District North.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Yes, I second the motion that she'll be accepted to be part of the members.
All those approve, say aye.
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 Any nays? Oh, absolutely wonderful. And then for Melinda. Do I have a motion to accept Linda in the IOC North Committee?
I accept Melinda to be a member of the IOC North Committee.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I second Melinda to be accepted into the IOC Committee.
Okay. And for Marie,
we got a vote real quick.
Oh, do I? All those in favor say aye.
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 And all those opposed say no. Okay, the ayes carry that one. I was speeding up because I'm panicking every time I say her name, but it's Marie.
I remember it by just Marie and then add the Ella at then. So Marie Ella.
Marie Ella.
Marie Ella. Okay, I will get it. I promise one day. So, Marie Ella, do I have a motion to accept Marie Ella into the Northern IOC Committee?
I motion that Marie Ella gets accepted into the IOC North Committee.
Oh, thank you. And do I have a second?
I second that Marie Ella gets accepted into the IOC Committee.
Okay, so all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say no. Okay, so the ayes have it. So we have four new members. That gives us a total of seven plus me.
Yay.
Is that right? Yay, exactly yay. So, Eric, what I would like to do is get you set up for behavior treatment plans to review them and looking for rights violations. Is that something you're familiar with?
A while, so I would need that.
Okay, so Morgan, can we make sure everybody is set up with the link to the behavior plans and the incident reports?
That can be something we work out after all the onboarding process.
Okay. So I'll wait for the onboarding, and then normally what my predecessors have done is to assign categories for incident reports. And I think there's like 10 or so. I have to redo them because I think when I looked at it last night, only Cynthia is on that with me. So when we get, if you can notify me when everybody's on board, then I will send out to everybody categories for the incident reports. And when you look at the incident reports, you don't have to stick to your category. If you want to wander around and look around, you're free to look at incident reports that are closed because it's kind of just been me for a while. So you can look at those. You're looking at questions. You know, when you read the report, there's a lot of theft of money in like the group homes and whatnot. You can ask a question. Did they receive their refund on their money or something like that? When I read them, I look at was all procedures followed? Was DDD policy followed in the incident report? If you'll scroll down, you'll find out who is notified, who's following up, if there's an investigation, if there's not an investigation, things like that. So, and then there's a way, Morgan will explain how, where you highlight the report number and then the little box to the left will open up and you can ask your questions. Those questions, correct me if I'm wrong, Michelle, will go to the support coordinator or to the investigator, I'm not sure, and they'll send a reply answering your question. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
We send the questions to the quality team, and if it's something for the support coordinators, then the quality reaches out to the support coordinators like that. And I do want to say that for all of you that were just voted in, it will take just a little bit for us to get you access to the shared drive. The technical team will receive a request from Morgan and I to add you to the shared drive because all of these reports are confidential. So you don't have permission to look at them yet. But you will, and we'll reach out to you. We'll send you a follow-up email, and we'll also arrange for a time to meet and when we can get together and talk about, you know, what these incident reports look like and how, you know, give you the technical support in real time through a virtual meeting where you can test it out and see if you have access and learn how to provide a comment. And we'll also go through some of the meeting semantics with the open meeting law. And so, you know, everybody here today, we're building this committee and we're all learning together. So if you have any questions or concerns or issues, then, you know, this is an open forum for us to talk about it. Some things we'll want to put on the agenda to make sure we're following that open meeting law piece, though. Okay.
Great.
Sounds good.
So there's going to be, what do they call that? The co-chair or second chair?
Vice chair?
Vice chair. Thank you very much. At some point, we're going to have to elect a vice chair. I want to give it until you guys get in here, get a clear understanding of what we're doing and why it's important. And it is important because I feel like we have a mandate to take care of those who are less fortunate, who can't take care of themselves, to make sure they're safe, make sure they have everything they need. And a big thing for me is to make sure they have their rights are respected. Short story, I just did a PRC for a behavior plan that I wrote, and one of the volunteers on the panel wanted me to put in a rights restriction, taking away rights in the alone time in the community. And I said, I can't do that because there's no evidence that she is bringing herself harm or participating in risky behavior. So I don't feel like I can do a rights restriction under those circumstances. And she kind of pushed back and I kind of pushed back a little harder because rights are very important to me. Members They just want to be heard, and they just want to feel like they have freedom, just like you and I, anybody else. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. I know Isabel and Mariela. Okay, thank you. With you guys having been in the system or dealing with the system, that's also very important, because the system can be unnecessarily cumbersome at times. And that's something that we want to do. So if you have a subject matter that you want to address in the committee, notify Morgan that I want to talk about this. Morgan will let me know, and we will get a hold of that person in the in DDD to take care, you know, to give us more information on that. Explain to us why it's being done the way it's being done. So please, this is your committee as much as it is mine. Your topics are important. Your questions are important. I think we need to be a team on this. I think Northern Arizona, since I mostly deal with West and Central and East, I think Northern Arizona's got it really together. So we don't have quite the load to carry like the IOC chairs in those committees. So I just appreciate everybody. So if you have questions, now's the time. Okay. So if you can't make a meeting, that's fine. Let Morgan or Michelle know that you're not going to be able to make the meeting. I would encourage you to try to make the meeting. I think last year we canceled one meeting, but other than that, we did 11. My goal is to do 12. I'd love to have quorums for all 12, but I'll take what I get. If you can make it, fine. If you can't make it, just let them know that you're not going to be there, so we'll know how to set up the meeting when it starts. The meetings are, you've seen that. We start out with information from DDD, and then I usually reserve, if you want somebody present, like somebody from OCLR or somebody from a different department, then I save that for last, and we can have them do a presentation. We can ask questions about it. We can have them elaborate on it, and then we can see how it fits with what's important to you. Isabel, you'll have some important comments on a lot of this because you've lived it, and I think that's very important. So I don't want to drag this out. Sorry I was late, but if there's no questions, I look for a motion to adjourn.
I think Melinda is raising her hands.
Oh, well, I thought that she was go ahead, Melinda.
Actually, I was just, since you're adjourning, I just wanted to thank everybody. I appreciate everyone taking the time today, and I'm excited to get some work done. So with that, I'm going to sign off. Thank you.
Thank you. So any more questions, comments?
Comments, just I'm really excited to be doing this and be able to help advocate for those that need to be advocated for. This is a very important subject, and I think we all need to really look in through, you know, how our members want to be treated. Not only that, but like, how would we feel if we were in their position? So I think learning how to see things from their perspective as much as possible is a big deal. So
right.
I'm really excited that we can do this together and that we're able to accomplish this as a team.
Exactly. I think Michelle or Morgan has given each one of you guys my phone number, my personal cell phone number. So I'm trusting you. I'm counting on you to call me if you have a question or if you want to talk about something about a subject matter for the committee. We can't talk about the subjects, but we can talk about what you want to present. Or you can email Morgan, myself, or Michelle. I want to talk about this. Or email me about just anything. So I'm available. I'm trusting you to reach out to me if you have any concerns or questions. Okay. Anything else? Anybody want to add anything else?
Yeah, Don, before, when I was doing IOC work, one of the things that we did as liaisons, I don't know if Morgan and Michelle do this or not, every so often I'd reach out to the members of committees and ask if they wanted to participate in a phone tree where they give everyone's phone number and then send it out in an email. So that's what I would suggest, is maybe just getting everyone's permission. Like, I give my permission to give my phone number to any one of the members. So if they wanted to publish that via email, I'm fine with that.
I am definitely up for that. I don't know how you guys put the little hands thumbs up on the board, but if I could, I would.
Well, we can go into that some more in the next meeting. What we'll do right now is we'll share out Don's information, and then we'll connect those dots in between, if you guys are good with that, and have that ready and available for everybody.
Okay. I appreciate it. So, a motion to adjourn. I need a second.
I second it.
Thank you, Abby. So we'll adjourn. Hope to see you guys at the next IOC meeting in April.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You bet.
Bye, you guys.
Thanks,
everybody. Bye. Thanks, Lawrence.
There it is.
Bye, Cynthia.
Bye.